It's the radio segment that just donated $1,000 to a GoFundMe with a goal of making lavender-scented chloroform.
Oh.
No.
Nice. Not okay.
Put me down for 6 cases, please.
Serial killer?
Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other spit bubbles just don't. Ooh. This first laser story is out of the Ukraine.
Oh. Is that a Ukrainian accent, sir?
I don't know. I hope so.
Okay, Count Dracula.
After having the street to his home blocked by heavy snowfall, 56-year-old Albert Bowden came up with an idea to get his road cleared that required zero work on his part.
All right.
He decided to call police and confess to a fictitious murder in hopes they would clear the road in order to reach him.
Flamethrower or something.
Oh, man.
No, make up a fake murder.
That you committed.
Duh. It's much easier.
Yeah.
Albert told authorities that he and his stepfather had gotten into an argument, and he'd ended up stabbing the elderly man repeatedly in the chest with a knife.
Oh, my God!
I mean, I would believe that.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of detail.
That's how you make it believable.
I guess.
He then added that he was willing to turn himself in if police could reach his home, suggesting they bring a snowplow.
Yeah. But you can't plow my street, though.
So a team was dispatched to the village, and ironically, because a snowplow had cleared the road just 30 minutes earlier, they drove straight through in their patrol car.
Oh, my God, that whole time he thought that the people clearing the first time were the police. He's just in there waiting.
When the officers reached the house, they expected a gruesome scene, but found nothing more than a quiet village home.
Do you think the police are disappointed in that?
You kind of have to teeter the line between that sucks that this was a fake call, but at the same time, no one's murdered.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I would hope so.
The caller's stepfather was indeed there, but instead of being murdered, he was walking around in good health. And for Albert, he was not arrested, but was fined for reporting a false complaint and wasting public servants' time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
The amount charged was only $4.30 because... It's the Ukraine.
Oh,
wait.
Okay.
I would pay that to get my road blocked.
That's what I'm saying. I guess he learned his lesson.
Yeah.
No.
This next laser story is out of Calgary. A hotel manager was interviewed by local news recently because a story on the internet was making the rounds and people were curious if it was real or not. Hmm. It was about a woman who came into the hotel one night and she wanted to know what room her husband was in because she was certain that he was cheating on her.
We always catch him.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, if you're going to the hotel, you already know what's happening. You don't need to actually catch him.
You do.
Well, the manager couldn't say anything because of privacy reasons.
Right.
But she did want to help the woman, so she got creative. Here's audio of her interview and what she said.
Woman walks into the hotel, and she quickly explains to me that her husband has been cheating on her. She knows that he is currently at my hotel with the woman, and she wanted to know what room number he was in. Unfortunately, I could not tell her. And rightly so. She could have been lying to me. She could have been the other woman, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. So I checked her into the room right next to the room that her husband was in.
Oh.
The walls were kind of thin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's genius.
That woman loves drama, though. Listen to her. She's like, well, she could have been lying, but I did it anyway.
Yeah.
You know? Do you think she went up for room service and was like, here's your food, Mr. Johnson, and random woman?
I know.
Knocks on the other door.
And the wife is just sitting there listening like, God, why does he sound so enthusiastic?
Yeah, right.
What am I doing wrong?
What do? You stay the night?
You listen.
Like,
you file noise complaints?
Like, the third person next door, right? Bang on the wall.
Afterwards, she said the woman came back down to the lobby maybe about an hour later, verified that she did, in fact, hear her husband being unfaithful.
Oh, no.
She then thanked the manager for everything and even left a generous tip.
So she didn't even bust the door down and break up the action that was
she
happening?
She stayed classy, Brooke, you know?
Now two people left a generous tip that night.
Hey-o!
All right.
Nice.
This next laser story is out of Ohio.
Okay.
Something interesting is going on in the Midwest. It started on January 9th with a message from a Cincinnati burger joint posted to their Facebook. It said, quote, to the gentleman and his daughters who left this incredibly generous $1,000 tip this afternoon, with big smiles on our faces, we want to say thank you.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Blessing.
Yeah, That is super awesome.
But it was the note that accompanied the tip, asking the owner to share it with all the workers, exclaiming, "Go Xavier!"
Ooh, right. Yeah!
That was actual audio, right?
If you didn't know, Xavier's a nearby college, and while word spread about the generosity of the fan, the University of Cincinnati's fans noticed, and they weren't about to be outshined.
That's right.
Uh-oh, Bearcats are mad.
I say that because a week later, it was revealed that at another nearby restaurant, its staff had also received a generous tip of exactly $1,001.
Shut up. They $1 them.
That's dope. Yeah.
And the customer wrote, "Let's see how long we can keep this going. Cincinnati Bearcats up by one."
Nice.
Oh, don't mess with them.
Well, right. And it's also a rivalry of, like, who has the most successful graduates.
Yeah.
Because in order to pay for that.
Yeah, it's true. My community college, I'd be like, "Here's $3.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, this didn't happen at Boise State.
I have that.
Since then, the crosstown tip wars between the two hometown schools have brought in nearly
$35,000. Oh, that's amazing. Such good for the community.
Yeah, well, and you know all those waiter and waitresses are all college students.
Yeah, they're balling now.
This next laser story is out of Passion Palace.
Ooh.
A new survey asked 4,500 women to name the physical features that they remember of their best intimate partner.
Can I just say, are we allowed to read this?
I was going to say.
On the air?
Oh, the thing that you're thinking about does not make the list.
What?
Oh, yay.
I would only put that on my list.
That doesn't matter, yay.
It's the whole point.
Some of the answers were to be expected, while others were not. We'll see what you think here. These are the top 10 most common features. Number 10.
Now I'm expecting number 10, a huge.
No. Number 10, high cheekbones.
Stop!
Okay.
49% of ladies said a good lover had a pair of those.
Okay, I mean, a chiseled face is nice.
Have you ever dated someone with
something
super
manly?
With super low cheekbones?
Well, I think it's just no cheekbones. I don't think they go low.
I'm trying to imagine, like, your cheekbones underneath your nose?
Under your jaw?
Yeah,
inverse?
It's not like a droopy cheekbone situation. You just don't have defined cheekbones.
It's like you're always looking down.
Yeah.
Number 9 is a dude with glasses.
What? Oh, okay.
They're like a bespectacled man.
Yeah, I've never had one.
Number 8 is small feet.
Really?
That goes against like everything we've been taught.
Who knew? Small-footed men are great lovers, apparently.
Okay, I'm
because they're
lover.
Quiet when they sneak into the bedroom.
Why are they sneaking?
Why did it have to sneak in?
What's going on?
Mama's sleeping afterwards.
Whoa, like,
what's going on?
Okay, next.
Number 7, a snail trail of hair down from their belly button.
What?
What you call it?
Yeah, do we have to call it that?
Most people call it a happy trail.
Yeah,
mine's a hike.
Oh, okay. Maybe just no hair. No.
Yeah.
Number 6.
Jose's goes down to his ankles.
Number 6 is brown hair. Women like a guy with brown hair.
The dark and handsome type of dude.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Number 5 is tattoos.
Oh yeah. Okay, give me a bad boy.
There it is.
Okay.
That was very desperate sounding.
What a bad boy with tiny feet.
Can't start his motorcycle because his feet are so small, but it's fine.
Number 4, broad shoulders.
Okay.
Number 3, a guy with piercings. Number 2 is brown eyes. And the number 1 physical feature that women say they noticed while being in the throes of passion with their best ever intimate partner.
Show me.
A dude with a beard.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Not what I was expecting. Oh, man.
Nope, not
that's
the one.
Not a euphemism or anything. Or
nope.
Anything else?
Just legit beard.
Facial hair.
Oh, I can't even grow a beard.
You do look more manly.
Oh, it is. I like
nothing
beard too.
Says bedroom superstar like a man with a thick beard, a bunch of badass tattoos, and small, dainty ballerina feet.
Who knew?
I was turned on until you get to the feet.
Speaking of excellent lovers, I know this guy's feet are the size of grapes. No wonder he gets so many stellar reviews.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.